It's Stoptober, starting next week. Everyone's stopping smoking. Do you smoke? Are you a smoker?
No, I don't smoke. My mum does. I'd like her to stop. Whether she will or not is a completely different question.
Do you think you might be able to convince her, because Stoptober's coming up, say, look, mum, just go for 1 month. All this help's available. Do you think it will help?
Maybe. I'll give it a try, but my mum's stubborn like me, so probably not.
Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So tonight on the Health and Wellbeing Show, focusing on the fact that now we're in October, Stoptober, the big campaign to help you quit smoking if you are in that position. A couple of ladies who can tell us far more from Yorkshire Cancer Research is Nikki and Leah. Nikki, if I can start with you, for anybody who's never come across Stoptober before, how do you best sum up the campaign?
So Stoptober is an annual campaign that encourages people to quit smoking for 28 days. The point of Stoptober is just to kind of give people the motivation they need to quit. You can visit the Stoptober website and you can get tools that will help you on the way, including an app that you can download onto your phone. And this year, Yorkshire Cancer Research is giving people a bit of extra motivation by encouraging them to raise money for Yorkshire Cancer Research as they go. So ask their friends and family to make donations to the charity to kind of keep them going when they're struggling.
Really important thing to remember is that it may take a smoker many, many, many times of attempting to quit before they actually sort of hit the jackpot and that becomes their final quit attempt and they manage to stay smoke-free. The most important thing that a smoker can do for their health is to give up smoking completely, though. And we are encouraging people to use Stoptober as sort of the kickstart for that, and get the help and support that they need, whether that's from a local stop smoking service or just from their family and friends, to help them become smoke-free for good.
Next month is October, and it's Stoptober, as it's been called. Are either of you smokers?
No. Yes.
I've quit for the last 10 years.
The last 10 years? Yeah. What inspired you to quit?
Money.
Money.
Price.
Yeah. And what helped you stick with it when you were quitting?
Obviously, went to the smoking cessation clinic. So we had patches in the earlier days. It was before you can get the vapor sticks, so it was old school.
Okay. And you are currently a smoker?
I am, yes.
Have you ever thought about quitting? Would you want to quit?
Well, we did actually quit together. Okay. And that was part of the reason that John didn't pack in.
Okay. Bit of competitiveness.
Yeah. You know,
so. Okay. And would you consider stopping for Stoptober?
The reason I'm going to consider stopping is money.
Money as well.
I don't like the price of it.
Smoking is actually responsible for 16 different types of cancer. A lot of people immediately think of lung cancer, and it causes 7 in 10 lung cancers. That's a big problem. But it's extremely dangerous to your health. It can also increase the risk of other health conditions, such as coronary heart disease, heart attack and stroke. And really, what the message that we want to get out there is that quitting smoking is the best thing that you can do for your health.
So with regards to the benefits, obviously, once somebody has quit, what can the benefits be? What have you seen in people who have managed to quit?
So it might be quite surprising for you to know that the health benefits of quitting can actually start around 20 minutes after your last cigarette. So 20 minutes after your last cigarette, your pulse rate will start to return to normal. Within about 24 hours, your carbon monoxide levels will start to reduce and become a more normal level. Within 2 days, your sense of smell and taste will start to return and improve. And then the benefits keep building for many years after you stop smoking. Someone that manages to quit before the age of 40 can actually reduce their risk of dying from a smoking-related disease by about 90%. But actually, it's never too late to quit. And people in their 70s, 80s, 90s even, we'd encourage them as much as anybody else to stop smoking.
It is amazing, isn't it, how quickly the body can start to react just from taking away inhalation of smoke, really. And with regards to tips to actually helping people quit, Nikki, what are the kind of things that you guys advise?
So I think, as we've already mentioned, getting support as you quit is really important. You don't have to do it alone. There are lots of ways that people can help you. So you can go to your local stop smoking service and get support from them. Go and talk to your doctor about medications and nicotine replacement therapies. Talk to the people that are closest to you and see if they can support you along the way. One thing to remember is really don't be discouraged if you've tried before and you were unsuccessful. Don't be put off quitting, because it will take a few times to kind of be successful. And there are a few things that you can do to make sure that you are successful in your quitting attempt. By understanding your smoking patterns and making a plan to deal with the things that trigger your need for a cigarette, distract yourself by keeping busy, so maybe cleaning the house or playing a game on your phone or watching TV, something, so that if you feel that craving, you can do something else. The other things you can do are to be active, so maybe exercise. Exercise is really good at managing cravings. You can also learn relaxation or meditation techniques. And there's all kinds of things that you can do to help you along the way.
Are you a smoker?
I am not, no.
Have you ever been a smoker?
I have indeed, I have.
And what inspired you to quit?
The taste. I didn't like the taste of it, so I just stopped doing it altogether. Also, it's, you know, it's not really great for you. I was kind of just doing it to pass the time, so just stopped. I went cold turkey for a while, but then I started vaping as well, just because it tastes nicer and it's just something to do to pass the time, stuff like that, but yeah.
Are you a smoker?
I'm a vapor.
You're a vapor. Have you ever been a smoker?
Yeah.
Is vaping sort of a...
I smoked for like 6 years.
And what made you decide to switch from smoking to vaping?
The price of cigarettes was too expensive.
And with regards to e-cigarettes and vaping, which has become very prevalent over the past few years, is that something that you guys promote? Is that a good way to get yourself away from the nicotine?
So vaping is at least 95% safer than smoking. E-cigarettes do contain nicotine, but actually on its own it's relatively harmless to most people, despite being highly addictive. And your local stop smoking service, your GP, can help with that if you're using things like patches. If you have decided to vape, again, your local stop smoking service should be able to advise you on that. Or visiting a specialist shop, they'd be able to give you some advice as well.
If people are interested, Leah, in supporting Yorkshire Cancer Research by getting involved with Stoptober, what's the best way to go about that? Because it's not too late, is it?
It's not at all. So we would just ask anyone that's interested in finding out more to go to our website, which is www.ycr.org.uk/Stoptober2018. You can find your local stop smoking service at www.nhs.uk/smokefree.
Yorkshire Cancer Research, Australia FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.